Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In November of this year, seven people died from heroin overdoses in the Upper Valley. It turns out all of them had used heroin laced with a drug called fentanyl. Dr. Ben Nordstrom is the director of addiction services at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, and he joins us now. Dr. Nordstrom, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
First of all, what is fentanyl? Describe the drug.
So fentanyl is a drug that works on the same opioid receptors in our brains that drugs like heroin or morphine or methadone work on, or oxycodone for that matter. They bind to the same receptors in our brain that endorphins are meant to bind to.
And fentanyl is a drug that's used in medicine. It's often used in anesthesia, right?
Correct. It's frequently used for sedation purposes. It's used in intensive care rooms. It's used in pain control as well.
So how does it end up in heroin?
So heroin dealers add fentanyl for a couple of reasons. One is because it binds to that same receptor, it can actually punch up the effect of the heroin. So it's a much, much stronger and much more potent a drug than heroin is. And so it can be used to either boost the effect of the heroin, or it can be used to make up for the fact that the heroin is of low quality, is impure, so it's not very strong. So they kind of strengthen it or bolster it by adding fentanyl.
You know, it's interesting because often in the past when we've heard about drug dealers cutting drugs with other substances, it's usually to make the drug go farther, but not necessarily to make it stronger. Why are they putting fentanyl in? You mentioned that the heroin might not be that strong, so they're adding a little fentanyl to give that kicker?
Right, absolutely. And part of it turns on the fact that fentanyl is much more potent. And so if you have your hands on even a small amount of heroin, you can make that go a long way. So it can be used to sort of stretch out a limited heroin supply. But then other times it's been used as essentially to create kind of a novel experience and to kind of produce sort of extra strong heroin. And the difficulty with it is because the end user has no idea what's in it, in the product that they're buying and in the product that they're using, they wind up not being able to calculate the risks that they're assuming. And it's very, very easy to overdose on fentanyl.
Well, explain that a little further. I mentioned that there were seven overdoses of fentanyl-laced heroin in the Upper Valley just last month. People are dying because they think they're just getting their regular dose, I guess you could say, of heroin, and instead it's a much stronger high.
Absolutely. That, you know, heroin is typically measured in terms of milligrams. You know, it's same with morphine. You know, how many milligrams of morphine do you need to get an effect? And the same thing's true with heroin, is how many milligrams of heroin actually needs to be in the drug that people are using in order to feel it. And that studies have shown that like a typical bag of heroin will have somewhere between 1 and 25 milligrams of heroin in it. Now, when you're talking about fentanyl, you're talking about fractions of a milligram. You're talking about micrograms, and dangerous doses of fentanyl can therefore be just much, much smaller than dangerous doses of heroin or morphine.
And there's no way to tell when you're taking it. If you are a person who's getting high on heroin, there's no way to tell that there's fentanyl in there.
No. Not prospectively, not without being able to do sort of extensive laboratory testing.
Which presumably most people are not.
Yeah, probably not walking around with the gear that they need to do that.
So where is this fentanyl coming from that is getting into the heroin supply?
I don't have a good answer for that. A lot of it is probably diverted because we know that that heroin is a Schedule I drug in this country, but fentanyl is a Schedule II drug, meaning that the DEA has identified that fentanyl does have some medical uses. So it is a technically a legal drug, although it's a very restricted drug, but there is a supply out there. In addition, fentanyl could be produced clandestinely.
When you mentioned that there is a supply out there, fentanyl, though, is not like some narcotics like Vicodin or OxyContin, which are prescribed outside of a hospital for somebody to take at home. Is fentanyl only given out in the hospital, so that diversion is happening in a hospital among medical professionals?
Well, for the kind of heroin that, or for the kind of fentanyl that ends up in fentanyl, a lot of it is going to be the powdered form that hospitals could get their hands on. But fentanyl is available in forms that people can have to take at home, and the most common one is what's called a fentanyl patch, or it's a transdermal patch that has fentanyl in it that people can put on, and then they absorb the drug through their skin, and it provides pain control that way. So there are lots of ways that people can get fentanyl as a home prescription. It just doesn't look the same as it does when it's being used in intensive care settings.
I got it. Okay. And in fact, some drug addicts are actually seeking out fentanyl itself to get a high off of.
Yes. It's not one of the most commonly misused drugs simply because the access is so restricted to it relative to things like oxycodone, relative to, Vicodin and things like that. But there are people who do seek it out and misuse it.
In some cases, those people are doctors and anesthesiologists. There is an issue with addiction, fentanyl addiction, among healthcare professionals?
Absolutely. Because fentanyl is so potent, it can take even small amounts and can have big effects. So it turns out to be one of the most commonly diverted drugs by healthcare professionals.
So then what are hospitals doing to keep fentanyl from ending up either on the street or misused in the hands of people who work in healthcare settings?
Well, all hospitals work in concert with the DEA around this. The Drug Enforcement Administration has very, very strict guidelines that have to be followed about how these medications are stored, used, how their use is tracked. And all hospitals have very, very careful, essentially accounting measures to know exactly who took out the drug, how much of the drug they took out, how much of the drug was delivered to the patient, and then in the event that all of the drug that was taken out wasn't given to the patient, then you need essentially a witness to show you, to watch you waste the rest to make sure that it's not being diverted. So hospitals do an awful lot to try to make sure that that the medication doesn't get used for any purpose other than its intended.
Ben Nordstrom is the director of addiction services at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. He's been telling us about the dangers of a drug called fentanyl. 7 people died of an overdose of fentanyl-laced heroin in the Upper Valley in November. Dr. Nordstrom, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for your time.